All right, well, good evening, everybody. Today is Monday, October 27th, 2025. It is 5:00 PM. This is a regular meeting of the Cherokee County Commission. The chair will now call the meeting to order. We do not have any public comment from citizens, nor do we have any public comment from other elected officials, so we'll do a roll call to establish quorum. District 1, Commissioner Jones.
Present.
District 2, Commissioner Nichols. District 3, Commissioner Shaw.
Present.
District 4, Commissioner Teague.
Present.
All right, we have established a quorum this afternoon. It is time for our pledge of allegiance and our invocation. Before we stand, let me say that today's pledge is in honor of San Rock High School, K through 12th grade. The history of San Rock High School in Alabama began with a one-room log cabin schoolhouse in the late 1800s, evolving into a multi-room school that moved to a more central location around 1895. A new five-room building was constructed in 1922, and the school held its first graduating class in 1932. San Rock High School features a new high school addition, classroom, science labs, a media center, and an integrated storm shelter. It also has a STEM center for third through sixth graders, athletic facilities for all kinds of sports like cross country and football, and school resource officers are on campus. San Rock School seeks to provide a quality education for all students that will equip the learner with knowledge and skills necessary for lifelong learning. San Rock School just had the dedication of their new STEM center at the school. Mr. Ben East is the principal, Mr. Brian Mackey is assistant principal, and also Mr. Alan Heath is the assistant principal. We are very fortunate to have these men that are here tonight. We want to recognize, as we recognize San Rock High School, and I'm going to ask Mr. East if he has anything that he would like to say about San Rock School this evening. Mr. East, the floor is yours.
First of all, thank you for having us tonight. We really appreciate it. And on behalf of San Rock, we thank you for this honor. It's really good to be able to, you know, recognize our schools and to kind of talk about them and the things they're doing in the communities. We are proud of those things we're able to accomplish. The new high school building is great. It's going well. The students really love it. It's a great addition to be able to promote education in the future, as well as our new STEM center we just opened. It's very nice as well. It's putting a lot of technology and robotics and things in the younger grades we didn't have before. And we certainly appreciate your support as a county commission. I mean, you guys do a great job of helping promote the schools, promote the county, you know, and be there and do things with us. I sat at a football game with Mr. Shaw just not long ago, watching Pleasant Valley play. And just the community support is really appreciated. I'd like to say thanks to these guys publicly. The reason I've been able to be a principal as long as I have is because of the work they do. They're kind of like two right hands that I couldn't go without. So they do a lot behind the scenes. You don't get credit for a lot as assistant principal, so I'd like to thank them for the work they do. And we just appreciate it. Thank you very much and appreciate your support.
Thank you so much, Mr. East. Let's always remember that our schools are made up of a lot of different things. We have teachers, staff, students, obviously, support staff, coaches. There's a lot that goes into a school, and San Rock High School is a very, very fine school. And we don't hear a lot from San Rock. It's always quiet up there. We don't hear much, but we know it's a great school and it's a great place to live. So thank you, Mr. East, for your leadership and what you do for your community up there at San Rock. So let's honor San Rock this afternoon by standing. We'll have our pledge and we'll have the invocation of our commissioners. All right, we're going to move along now to our awards and presentations, and we have several tonight, and we're very thankful for that. First off, I'm going to call on Sheriff Shaver to come forward. You may or may not know, but Ms. Sierra Wilkes has won the National Institution for Jail Operations Jail Administrator Year Award, and we are very proud of Sierra and the job that she does. And Sierra, you got all of these corrections officers here, and we're wondering who's running the jail tonight. You are all here tonight, and they're in support of you. And guys, we're just very thankful of the job that you do. It doesn't go unnoticed, and sometimes you may feel like it does, but we are very appreciative of the job you do. And Sierra, we are very proud of this award, and it's well deserved. And I'm going to ask the sheriff if he would like to come up, say a few words,
sure.
And I'll yield the floor to him, and also to present the award. Sheriff Shaver.
won't y'all come up?
Yeah, we get the picture back?
Yeah, we do the picture back.
I'd like to say how Clint has here, he does a great job, this is a huge award, received a national award in the Treasury of the Year. He's really been dead, he worked very hard, has a great staff, he's frequently called on by other counties to come assist with their problems. And we're always glad for her to go there to help them to become better. She works countless hours, does all kinds of great stuff, so please join me in congratulating her. She's got a short speech. Everybody get a picture? Congratulations. Congratulations.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
You're going to be available for comment afterwards.
Good.
All right, we're certainly proud for Sierra and all that she does for our county. Thank you. And we'd ask her to say something. She said she'll make remarks later, but not public. That's perfectly fine. All right. Next, want to move along, and we have Mr. James Lowry, who is with us tonight, and we're going to recognize him for 30 years volunteering with EMA. It is a, you know, just that kind of longevity in anything is very important, and it's remarkable that someone is willing to do that and is committed for that long of time. And I'm going to yield the floor to Mr. Sean Rogers, and he is going to present Mr. Lowry with this.
Thank you, Judge. So I actually think it's 34 years, if I'm correct on that. I was only about 5 years old at the time when I started, so you know, it takes a lot of dedication and commitment to serve in a volunteer role for, you know, over 30 years. Like I said, I think it's 34 when you and I talked last. I started at the sheriff's office about 20 years ago, and James was involved with emergency management, and we would have events that would be out or emergencies that were out, that we were out on, and I remember back then seeing James and helping out and doing things emergency management related. And then in 2017, when I was appointed as the director, James was a big part of our organization then. And you know, a few years ago, I believe it was year and a half ago, I guess. He came to me and said that he thought it was time for him to hang it up, that he had done his sentence. And so I wanted to recognize James tonight for his 30-plus years as a volunteer with the Cherokee County Emergency Management Agency. Actually, 35 is what's on here, so a long time. We'll just leave it at that. So I've got your plaque, James. If you want to come on up, we'll go ahead and give this to you, and thank you for everything you've done for the county.
Thank you, Sean.
Is a whole lot better.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, next, we have Mr. Dean Buttram, who is with us this evening. He's here with his wife Kathy. And Mr. Buttram's going to come forth this time, and I believe he has a few remarks that he would like to make. We yield the floor to Mr. Dean Buttram.
Very few, Judge. Mr. Chairman and members of the Cherokee County Commission, my wife Kathy and I are here today to congratulate the commission and thank you for what you've done for animal welfare in this county. And the building of the new Cherokee County Animal Shelter. I think Dr. Nichols and Commissioner Jones' son can attest to the fact that we've got a good bit of concern, my wife and I, for the welfare of animals in this county and surrounding counties. And, you know, people may say, well, don't forget about persons. People. You don't need to be worried about the animals. This county commission does a heck of a job taking care of the people in this county. And now we're trying to get to a no-kill shelter here, and there are a lot of folks who care about animals in this county. And I want to thank you for what you've done. And in that vein, my wife and I would like to make a donation this year and for the next 4 years in a like manner. And I've given the chairman our first check. And I think there'll be other people doing the same thing. I also want to say that Dustin Dutton, Animal Control Officer, is probably the best in the state. I know you get a lot of complaints because of the nature of the job, but he does a great job. And I think he's got, I don't know if he wants me to say this, but I think he's got 8 more years before he can retire, and I just hope he lasts longer than that. And for those that say, well, we just need to think about the people and not care about the animals, what was the purpose of Noah's Ark, preacher? So apparently the good Lord cared a little bit about animals and animal welfare. So I thank you, and I know y'all thought I'd have longer remarks, but I don't.
Thank you, Mr. Buttram. We appreciate that. And yes, we're going to begin construction soon on our facility. And, you know, we started our animal shelter, I believe, in April of 2017. We did not realize just quite what we were getting into, and we have overrun our current facility, and we are in need of something else. So with your kind donation and the citizens who are backing us and realize that we need to do something for animal welfare, we are certainly appreciative of this offer that you've given to us, Mr. Buttram, and we are certainly appreciative of that. And just if you don't mind, just bear with us a little bit longer. We're trying to finish up the courthouse project, and then we'll be starting on that real soon. So thank you again for everyone for being here tonight. And these are good nights when we can recognize people and their service and what they've done for our county. And we're very fortunate in the county that we live in and the people that love and live here. All right. So with that, we'll move along to the approval of the agenda. And I promise you, this is not a long meeting tonight. If y'all want to hang around, it will take just a few minutes. We'll have the approval of the agenda for the October 27, 2025 regular meeting. Do I hear a motion to approve the agenda for tonight's meeting?
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we approve the agenda for tonight's meeting.
Commissioner Jones motions. Is there a second?
Second.
A second is made by Commissioner Nichols. All in favor, let it be known by saying aye. Any opposed by like sign? There are none. The motion carries. The agenda is approved. Next is the approval of the consent agenda. This is our previous meeting minutes and our approved payables. Do I hear a motion to approve the consent agenda?
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Teague motions. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Shaw. All in favor, let it be known by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, by like sign. There are none, and the motion carries. All right, item nine is reports from staff and agencies. We have a work session always 1 hour prior to our regular meeting. This just gives our staff and agencies a time to report something further. County Administrator Daniel Steele.
Nothing further.
County Engineer Evan Morgan.
Mr. Chairman, I don't have anything.
Thank you. County Attorney Bill Hawkins.
Nothing.
County Sheriff Jeff Shaver.
We've got a ribbon cutting tomorrow.
Ribbon cutting tomorrow at 3 p.m.
Yes.
Okay, at the new training center.
That's correct.
Okay. County EMA Director Sean Rogers.
Nothing.
Okay, thank you, sir. All right, we do not have any public hearings tonight, nor do we have any old business. We'll move along to new business. This is to appoint or reappoint 3 members to the Cherokee County Department of Human Resources Board to fill 6-year terms ending September 2031. We do not have any resumes from anyone other than the board members that are currently serving. And these 3 individuals, Grant Ratliff, seat 3, Teresa Fry, seat 6, and Brad Jakeaway, seat 7, have all expressed an interest to continue serving. So do I hear a motion to appoint these or reappoint these 3 individuals to the Cherokee County Department of Human Resources Board?
I'll make a motion we reappoint.
Commissioner Shaw motions. Is there a second?
Mr. Chairman, I'll second.
Seconded by Commissioner Jones. Any questions,
comments,
discussion? There are none. All in favor, let it be known by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, by like sign. There are none, and the motion carries. Item 2 is to approve an agreement with the National Institution for Jail Operations for jail employee training and authorize the chairman to sign. Administrator spoke about that in the work session. Is there a motion to approve this agreement?
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Teague motions. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Nichols. Any questions? If not, all in favor, let it be known by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, by like sign. There are none, the motion carries. The agreement with the NIJO is approved. Item 3 is to declare a 2024 Dodge Durango, last 4 digits of the VIN 6817, as surplus property to be sold at the next available public auction. This is with the Sheriff's Department that needs to be declared surplus so they can sell it. Do I hear a motion to declare this Durango as surplus property?
I make a motion we declare this Durango as surplus property.
Commissioner Shaw motions. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Teague. Any questions? If not, all in favor, let it be known by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, by like sign. There are none, and the motion carries. All right, that's all we have for new business tonight. We do not have any executive sessions planned. Are there any discussion items by commissioners? If not, I have one. We want to congratulate the CCHS girls volleyball team. They are playing in the Elite 8. Is that correct, Mr. Hawkins?
That's correct. Yes.
And their next game will be Wednesday at noon at the Birmingham Crossplex. We need to remember our girls and support them as they're on their quest to win a state tournament in a volleyball, a state championship. So we're very proud of CCHS Warriors girls volleyball team. All right. Anybody have else have anything? All right, y'all are looking at me like it's supper time, so do I hear a motion to adjourn?
We don't get our picture took with Dean. Give us that check.
Does Dean want that? Dean, you want your picture made?
About the check?
I'll wait.
You'll wait?
Okay.
Okay, he says he'll wait.
We'll wait and see if there's something else.
Okay, I got you.
Really?
All right, so do I hear a motion to adjourn?
So I'll make a motion with adjourn.
All right. Motion by Commissioner Jones, seconded by Commissioner Teague. All in favor, let it be known by saying aye. Surely there are none that oppose. Our next meeting will be Monday, November the 10th, 2025 at 10 o'clock a.m. Thank you for attending this evening's meeting.
Thank you for letting
me. You're welcome.
I'm going to get a picture of it.